He's your voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning. Now on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
A child in West Texas has died from the measles. It is the first reported U.S. death from the highly contagious disease in a decade, according to reports. Dr. Brown, I know you and I have talked about measles outbreaks, I think, in all the years that you and I have talked on this show, but this is pretty devastating. What can you tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, we have actually talked about this. I mean, this is a pretty devastating illness. It is, you know, highly infectious. Before we came out with a vaccine, and you know, an average of 400 to 500 people a year died of measles. So it's not insignificant. The other problem is that's usually children. It's much worse in children. And this is why we have a vaccination against measles. So if you sort of look at it from what it is, it really is a disseminated viral infection. High fevers, cough, runny nose, and then it leads to these characteristic classic rash that can occur on the face, hairline, mouth, nose. And then there's a lot of complications associated with it. The more people that get it, and you and I have talked about this before, the more people that get it, the more complications you see. It can lead to blindness. It can lead to severe meningitis or encephalitis, so brain injury. So there's some really severe issues that can occur with meningitis and with measles. And the concern is that this was an area where there was a low vaccination rate.
I was just going to say, according to the reports, I think Reuters is the most recent, saying that at least 124 people were known to be infected in West Texas, and all but five of them were unvaccinated, most of them children. So it seems like those are two common denominators, no vaccine, and they're very young.
That's right. And this is an extremely infectious. I mean, as infections goes, there's a few that are sort of the top five, and this is definitely one of the top five most infectious viruses in the world.
So, I mean, obviously, Dr. Brown, I hate to sound like, you know, go get your vaccines, but is that really the only answer to it? Is that, you know, people just need to be vaccinated? And if your child is vaccinated, but others around are not, is there any risk to your kid or to yourself?
So the answer is, and again, I've always been pretty clear at that. Yes, I mean, there's a reason why we have these vaccines. The problem is sometimes when we have vaccines and they work so well. I mean, the last death we had was 10 years ago, 2015. So people, it's not sort of top of mind. Nobody really even sees measles, so they kind of forget about what it actually can do and how devastating it can be. Don't forget. I mean, it is a very infectious. So my recommendation is that vaccine has been around for a long time. It's been around, I mean, widely disseminated since the mid-1960s. So it is actually a very good vaccine. It works really well. And that, to your point, is that if your child is vaccinated and another child has measles, the child will not get measles. That's sort of this one. There's different things. I mean, we talk about the flu, and just because you get the flu shot doesn't mean you're not going to get the flu. You just won't get it as severely. In this case, if you have the measles vaccine, you will not get measles.
Mm. And Dr. Brown, correct me if I'm wrong, but have we seen measles outbreaks in and around the Connecticut area in recent years?
I think we've had some scattered ones. I'd have to double check and look at the numbers, but there may have been a few, one or two over the last several years. But it's always a concern. Now again, there is issues, and we talk about this a lot. You know, globalization of the world. You know, there's just the likelihood that we're going to see an infectious disease from the remote parts of the world in different states as well as our country is just possible, even with travel alone, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. And again, Dr. Brown is here, our infectious disease expert. Another headline I saw this week, Connecticut among 21 states that has been affected by the deadly listeria outbreak. What do you make of this, Dr. Brown?
Yeah, this one's a tricky one, and you and I have talked about this one before. Listeria is so they're a little bit different. So listeria is a bacteria. And it's a bacteria that's pretty resilient. So it can live in things a lot longer. Viruses, interesting enough, viruses usually, if you freeze and thaw them, that pretty much kills them. With bacteria, they may have a little bit more living power, depending on how cold it is, how cycled it is. This is why pasteurization is a series of hot and cold. It's not just heated up and then that's that. There's a process in which it's associated with. So the concern here is that you have a bacteria that is, can potentially contaminate our food supply. And sometimes we just need to be really careful about what we're eating, what we're consuming. This was not in a grocery store. This was actually just in restaurants, of my understanding.
I just pulled up the article just to make sure. It says milkshakes sold to hospitals and long-term care facilities.
Mm-hmm.
That's
which
wild.
Always,
that's even more concerning. Right?
Really,
only because
absolutely.
you're already in a very vulnerable situation. I mean, Dr. Brown, you work in the hospital, but it's like you're already in a very vulnerable situation and you're not really looking at what you're consuming when you're at a hospital setting. That's concerning.
And they're particular. So Listeria is particularly concerning for that population, for the over 65 and the very young. That can lead to multiple issues, multiple types of infections, including brain infections, meningitis. So it is a major issue to keep an eye on. Again, most people will be fine with it, but it's definitely concerning if you get into the right population, that chronic illness or the older patients.
So again, this Listeria outbreak is really connected to these contaminated shakes. Is Listeria considered, though, rare, or has it become more common, would you say, in recent years?
Listeria is it's a kind of a good question. So it's not rare. Listeria is a relatively common bacteria. What happens is when it contaminates certain things like milk products, it overgrows. So you end up getting extra bacteria in there. So if you have excess bacteria and then you get associated with it. So if you're following with me if you have like one or two of them, it's fine, and it is actually in the population. So Listeria, the bacteria it's not surprising to potentially see it. However, again, if you see it in contamination, really what we're talking about enough of the bacteria to cause illness.
Hmm.
So one or two is not a problem, multiple.
But to cause an infection might be more rare. So to be impacted by Listeria or to have Listeria present, that's not so rare. That's kind of common. It's more of getting a severe infection.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then again,
that is dependent on what type of Listeria it is and then how much of the bacteria you're in this case, consuming.
And by the way, the FDA's investigation into this milkshake contamination Listeria outbreak, that's still ongoing, and those recalled products are up on their website if you want to learn more about it. Dr. Brown, I always appreciate talking to you, our voice of reason in the medical field. Thank you so much, and we will talk again next week.
My pleasure.